Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome, and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 7 of 18 in our radio production of the book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free, 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today we continue our mini-drama entitled The Theological Adventures of Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. You may remember our characters, Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole, from our last broadcast. But before we reintroduce these two characters, let's read again from 2 Timothy chapter 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. You know, people often turn to counselors who tell them what their itching ears want to hear, as is the case with our character, Johnny Lukewarm, who comes into Pastor Loophole's office to get advice.
Please have a seat, Johnny. What seems to be bothering you today?
Johnny's brow furrows with concern. Pastor Loophole, I'm very upset about this particular passage of Scripture. It seems as though God is commanding me to do something I really don't want to do. Do I really have to repent and stop sinning and obey God? Or is there some other alternative?
Why, certainly there is, Johnny. You just relax. I can offer you dozens of alternatives and give you very logical reasons why you don't have to obey God.
Oh, thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought I'd actually have to change my behavior and obey God. Johnny breathes a sigh of relief. He sits forward eagerly with his itching ears, searching for some escape from the Holy Spirit's conviction. But the Spirit of God is grieved away, and he slowly withdraws his conviction from Johnny's life. Now let's continue on loophole number 4, as Pastor Loophole redefines the words salvation, grace, faith, and works.
Johnny, it says here in Ephesians chapter 2, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Now you've got to understand the proper meanings of these words, Johnny, so listen carefully to my definitions. Salvation, grace, faith, and works. If you just redefine these four words, you'll never have to worry about giving up your favorite sins. Now let's redefine the word faith. Faith just means mental assent, or believing or trusting in certain statements of fact. This is the only requirement for salvation. Just believe that Jesus died on the cross to forgive your sins. If you personally and sincerely trust in this fact alone, Johnny, something magical happens. It becomes real. You're forgiven of your sins, even while you continue to enjoy those sins. You don't have to submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ or let him rule your heart. Just believe you're forgiven, and that makes it true. If you just believe this one single fact, that Jesus forgives your sins, then you don't have to repent or forsake those sins. Nothing else is required. We're saved by faith alone, Johnny. Faith alone. Time out, everybody. Let's look at the scriptures together and analyze Pastor Loophole's advice. Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies in the advice given by Pastor Loophole. First, I want to acknowledge the true part.
It's true that it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. No argument against that scripture. That's the biblical description of how God saves us. But the lie is that faith means mental assent to certain facts. But here's the truth. Genuine faith doesn't just mean that you believe you're forgiven. Genuine faith means you wholeheartedly submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This is saving faith. Now, most Christians know that we're saved by grace through faith. And most Christians also remember John 3:16, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And the Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. But what exactly does it mean to believe in the Lord Jesus? Does it mean you believe that God exists, or that Jesus was a real person and a good moral teacher and even the Son of God? Well, just believing in Jesus like that isn't enough to get you saved, because even the demons believe that and shudder. Even the devil believes Jesus is the Son of God. But that doesn't mean the devil is saved and going to heaven. So what exactly does it mean to believe in Jesus? Does it mean you believe he died on the cross to pay the penalty for your personal sins? Or that Jesus rose from the dead? What if you even verbally confess him as Lord with your own lips? Is that enough to get you saved? Well, Jesus says in Matthew 7, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, but I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Think about that for a minute. Many people will even call Jesus their Lord with their own lips and believe that he died on the cross to forgive their sins. But even they will be cast into hell. So we've really got to ask the question again, what does it mean to believe in the Lord Jesus? Well, let's look at somebody who had more faith in Christ than anybody in all of Israel. Do you remember the Roman centurion in Matthew chapter 8? Jesus said nobody in Israel had as much faith as that one Roman centurion. Jesus said his faith was genuine. So what did his faith look like? Do you remember? The centurion said, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. I tell that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished, and he said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Now, Jesus defined genuine faith here. Did you catch it? Look closer. Faith means recognizing the authority of the speaker and submitting to him. The centurion submitted himself to Christ's authority. In effect, he said, Jesus, you have authority over all things. You rank so highly that everybody must obey you. So I also submit to your authority. This centurion had genuine faith, the greatest faith in all Israel. That's the difference between those who are saved and those who are not saved. Saved people submit to the authority of Jesus Christ, but unsaved people refuse to do that. Even the devil believes in God, but he won't submit to God's authority. The devil has faith, but not saving faith, because he won't let God rule his heart. So you listening on the radio, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in God while you refuse to let God rule your heart? If God doesn't rule your heart, you don't have saving faith. You're not saved. And when God throws the devil into hell, God will also throw you into hell. But it's not too late. Invite God to come and rule your heart right now. Submit yourself to Christ's authority, like the Roman centurion did. He had the greatest faith in all Israel because he let Jesus rule his heart. Now, to everybody out there listening, let me give you two reasons why you ought to submit your heart to Christ's authority. One, he loves you, and two, he's smarter than you. Think about that for a second. Why does Jesus want you to submit yourself to his authority? Because he loves you, and because he's smarter than you. When a mom and dad send their preschoolers outside, they say, don't play in the street. But why are mom and dad so demanding? Are they just mean-spirited, selfish, controlling people? No, they're just concerned for their kids' safety. One, they love them, and two, they're smarter than the preschoolers are. They know it might be dangerous to play in the street. Now, in the same way, when God says things like, don't be sexually immoral, don't worship false gods, keep holy the Sabbath day, why is God so demanding? Well, he's looking out for your safety. Submit yourself to God. God loves you, and he's smarter than you are. Now, the Apostle James wrote about two kinds of faith, living faith and dead faith. So, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, I agree you have faith, but is your faith alive or is it dead? Let's read from James 2. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. You believe there's one God, good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. Faith without works is dead. Wasn't Abraham, our father, justified by works? Faith wrought with his works, and by works his faith was made perfect. A person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. So let me ask you, is your faith dead, or is it alive? You know, if your faith is dead, it can never save you from hell. Now from these scriptures, let's properly define what it means to believe in the Lord Jesus. To believe in the Lord Jesus means to submit your heart to the rulership of the Lord Jesus, or to bow your knee to the authority of the Lord Jesus, or to worship the Lord Jesus with all your heart and mind and soul. That's what it means to believe in the Lord Jesus. That's what you have to do to be saved. Submission to Christ's authority is the only difference between those who truly believe in Christ and are saved and going to heaven, and those who claim to believe in Christ but are not saved and are not going to heaven. You know, if you refuse to submit your heart to Christ's rulership, you're an unbeliever. You don't believe in the Lord Jesus because you don't want him to rule your heart. If this is you, don't call yourself a Christian. Faith means submission to Christ's authority. But if you've never invited Jesus to come and rule your heart, you're still an unbeliever. If Christ is not your Lord, then he's not your Savior either. If Christ is not your Lord, you have no saving faith. Let's pray together. Would you just stop what you're doing for a moment and pray with me to God? Just pray these words with me to God. Father in heaven, I confess that my faith has been hollow and shallow and worthless because I haven't submitted my heart to your authority. I haven't really believed in you because I haven't invited you to come and rule my heart. But I want to change that now. I repent, Lord, and I submit my heart to your authority. Come and rule my heart now and take over every part of my life. I am not my own boss anymore. Lord Jesus, you are my boss from now on. I submit my heart to your rulership right now. I receive your forgiveness of my sins. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you just pray with me? If you just prayed with me, would you say amen? Go ahead and say it out loud. Amen, Lord Jesus. Now, if you just said amen, why don't you give us a call and get a copy of today's cassette tape? Here's Mark with that information.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free. But please remember, we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L7. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. Now let's continue with loophole number 4, as Pastor Loophole redefines the words salvation, grace, faith, and works.
Johnny, let's redefine the word works. This is very important. We are not saved by good works, Johnny. In fact, things like repentance and holiness and love and submission to God's authority, those are just good works, Johnny. And good works are optional when it comes to salvation. So, you don't have to repent or be holy, and you can still go to heaven. And you don't have to love God or submit to God's authority, and God still forgives you, even while you continue to enjoy your sins. After all, we're not saved by good works, Johnny. We're saved by faith alone. Just believe you're forgiven, and that makes it true. Faith alone. Time out. Let's go back to the scriptures, everybody, and analyze Pastor Leupold's advice. Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies in the advice given by Pastor Leupold. Again, I want to acknowledge the true part. It's true that it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. I love that scripture. That's the biblical description of how God saves us. But the lie is that holiness is the same thing as good works, or loving God is the same as good works, or submitting your heart to the authority of Christ is the same as good works. That's a lie. But here's the truth to replace that lie. Holiness and submission and love all come from your heart, not from your hands. Holiness and submission and love are not the same as good works. They're elements of genuine faith. If your heart is full of sincere faith, it'll also be full of holiness and full of love towards God. You'll love submitting to God's rulership. These things are not good works. They're elements of genuine faith in Christ. Let me repeat that we're not saved through our good works. The Bible warns us that Israel, who pursued a law of righteousness, has not attained it. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. And again, the Bible says there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer by works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. The Bible teaches we're saved by grace through faith, not by our good works. We're saved when God influences our heart toward voluntary submission to his rulership. God's gracious influence saves us and separates us from our deadly sins. Now, the good works that you do with your hands result from that, but if your heart isn't changed and you don't love God, pursuing good works is meaningless. May no theological critic ever accuse me of preaching salvation by works. No, I preach salvation by faith. Submitting your heart to God's rulership is the same as genuine faith. Repentance and holiness of heart are the same as genuine faith. Loving God with all your heart is the same as genuine faith. If you don't repent and your heart isn't holy, and you don't submit to God's rulership over your heart, and you don't love God with all your heart, and all your mind, and all your soul, and all your strength, you don't have genuine faith. This isn't preaching salvation by works, it's preaching salvation by faith. The Bible says, everything that does not come from faith is sin, which is the opposite of holiness. So holiness and faith have to go hand in hand, and they both start with wholehearted repentance. So cleanse your heart. Believe. Submit to God. Be holy. Be clean. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But it also says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Now, how can anyone claim to have saving faith and go to heaven without holiness? The Bible says, fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected these, and so have shipwrecked their faith. So, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, is your conscience clear, or are you shipwrecking your faith? Again, what's the foundation of Christianity? Is it faith, or repentance, or both of these things? The Bible says, therefore let us leave the elementary teachings, not laying again the foundation of repentance, from acts that lead to death, and of faith in God. Holiness and sinlessness and repentance and submission to authority and faith, these words all mean the same thing. But unholiness and unrepentance and sin and rebellion to God's authority and unbelief, these words also essentially mean the same thing. Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, without holiness, you have no saving faith. Faith without holiness is not really faith at all.
Did you know saving faith is the same thing as loving God with all your heart? Jesus gave us two commandments, love God and love your neighbor. So holiness and faith require our heartfelt obedience to these two commands of love. If faith without works is dead, then faith without love is even less. It's nothing. The Bible says, if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Did you know love helps atone for our sins? It says in Proverbs, through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Faith can't express itself without love. The Bible says, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Again, for you ladies out there listening, what are the requirements of salvation? The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, women will be saved if they continue in faith, love, and holiness. Not just faith, but faith, love, and holiness. So, am I saying love is a requirement for salvation? No. The Bible is saying that love is a requirement for salvation. The Bible says, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Again, how do you know if you're really saved and really been born of God? The Bible says, everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God. So if you think you're saved by faith, but you don't love God or love your neighbor, your faith isn't real, and it cannot save you from hell. Love isn't optional like good works. Love is an element of genuine faith. Saving faith requires that you love God and love your neighbor. While we're not saved by good works, then again, your heart change can't be genuine if good works don't result. You know, the first requirement for eternal salvation is that you change your heart and repent. When your heart is genuinely changed, good works will naturally follow. If you've really repented, it's easy to tell because your behavior changes too. But if your heart never really changed, you can tell right away because your deeds remain evil also. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. This is how we know you're not saved, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, because we can see your lack of good works. But God knows even sooner, because God can see your unchanged heart. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at your heart. Your lack of good works proves that your heart never really changed. Your continual sin, seldom if ever broken by repentance, is conclusive, legally binding evidence that you've never been born again. The Bible says, no one who is born of God will continue to sin. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. Your evil works and your sinful deeds prove that you are not a child of God. Let's stop for a moment and pray about this. If you can hear my voice, stop what you're doing, and let's get this right before God. Pray these words along with me to God. Go ahead and repeat after me. Father in heaven, I confess that my heart has never really changed. It's obvious, Lord, by my lack of good works. But the real problem is that I need to get my heart right with you, God. Lord, I confess that I have not lived a holy life, and I haven't loved you with all my heart. I'm so sorry for that, Lord. I repent right now. I change the desires of my heart to make you my number one priority. I choose to love you, Lord, even more than I love my own self. God, come and rule my heart. I pray in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Did you just pray with me? Can I ask you to raise your right hand up to God if you prayed with me? Wherever you are, if you're in your car or in your house or in front of other people, it's okay. Just raise your right hand up in the air to God as a sign that you just prayed with me and gave your heart back to Him. Go ahead. Now, some of you are receiving a physical healing in your bodies right now as God's loving rulership takes over in your heart. I hope you'll email us and tell us about that. Now, I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. That's persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. I also hope you'll join the Persuaders Club and get a copy of my book. I've been very fortunate and blessed to have this book read and endorsed by people like C. Peter Wagner and Professors Tony Campolo and John Mark Ruthven and Pastors Ted Haggard and Floyd McClung and Joy Dawson and Bill Hammond. So you know it's trustworthy. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period. Now, I love you, and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L7. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmitt, entitled License to Sin, The Number One Reason America is Losing Its Moral Foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmitt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends. Or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization. Or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. Or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven, and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.